this reading about a woman here who they claim was 124 years old. Well, that would be 2 years older than the oldest confirmed world record. So she just died at 124 in the Philippines. I'll get back to that. But we were talking about profiles in courage. Profiles in courage, something that Peter just said here in the previous segment. Well, I want to give you a profile in courage for a moment, if I could. And I've been meaning to get to this all week because I think this is an important voice in America, a voice that we all need to hear more often, a voice of accomplishment and hard work. The Lieutenant Governor-elect of Virginia, Winsome Sears, took on the far-left liberal host of CNN, Dana Bash, and destroyed her arguments in favor of boosters and mandates and all of these things going on with COVID. Let's start with that, because this is a person who is a real leader, came from Jamaica, served in the U.S. Marines, is now an American citizen. Talking about a profile in courage, let's start with this. Go.
You talk about it's become politicized as COVID-19 vaccine, and it has. In fact, our president, President Biden, and Vice President Harris themselves both said they would not trust any vaccine that was developed by the Trump administration. That was before their election. After their election, they were singing a different song. And now everybody has to be vaccinated. In fact, President Biden, when he was candidate Biden, said that he would not force vaccines on us, and here we are. I mean, what are we really believing? Then we say we're going to go along with whatever the health and the sciences say. Well, then his very own FDA, 16-2, voted against booster shots. Then what happens? He comes out, his CDC director says they're going to have booster shots. Which science are we following?
I think that's a fair question. What science are we following? By the way, she wouldn't say whether or not she's had a vaccination. Basically, it's none of your business whether I have or haven't. She supports vaccines, but says whether or not I've had one is none of your concern. Neither is any of my other medical history, something I happen to agree with. Then Winsome Sears dismantled and destroyed the idea that critical race theory is not taught in Virginia schools or anywhere else. She completely blew that out of the water. You see, Dana Bash is just part of the liberal clown car that drives around at CNN, Chicken Noodle News. I mean, that's where they are. Chicken Noodle News is dead last. They don't even have a program bringing in 1 million viewers a night anymore. In fact, many of them are just at 500,000. That is how far CNN has fallen. Nobody gives them any credentials or credibility or anything at this point. Listen to this from Winsome Sears.
No. It is part of the curriculum. It's weaved in and out of the curriculum. In fact, in 2015, former governor, who was just defeated, McAuliffe, his state board of education had information on how to teach it. So it's weaved in. So, you know, it's semantics, but it's weaved in. What we want to say, and what Governor-elect Youngkin has said, is that all of history must be taught, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because what we learn from history, Dana, is that we don't learn from history, and we continue to repeat the same mistakes.
Now, just so we're clear on this, Winsome Sears knows a lot about the State Board of Education in Virginia. Why? She was the vice president of that body for a number of years. She knows what's being taught in the classrooms across the Commonwealth. And so for people like Dana Bash to come in from Chicken Noodle News and try to tell her what's going on in Virginia, well, that doesn't fly very well, you see. And that's why I believe that Winsome Sears and Jason Miaris and the others elected along with Glenn Youngkin to lead the state of Virginia back from the socialist nonsense and the democratic socialist abyss is a great team. And Winsome Sears is a great story in the face of conservatism today. She is the face of conservatism today. She believes in America, in hard work, in doing what you're supposed to, when you're supposed to, even when you don't want to. And that is the key to life. Do what you're supposed to do when you are supposed to do it, whether you want to or not. That'll take you so far down the road. There's a bit of wisdom for your children and grandchildren. Sears also delivered a message of hope for all kids and all Americans, because this is the cornerstone, the foundation of who she is and who we should be as Americans. You can do anything in America, anything, if you're willing to work, if you are willing to work. Here it is.
You said that you didn't run to make history, but you did. So what does it mean to you?
Well, it means that when children look at me, they can say, well, Winsome is there. If she can do it, I can do it. Because as I've said to them and in their little enclaves, you know, when they get together or in their celebrations when they're graduating, I've said, you know, I didn't do anything special. All I did was stay in school and study, and you can do it too. Because I am an example of what you can be if you put your mind to it.
Stay in school. Study. Put your mind to it. That is, do the work. I think she is a shining example for all Americans, for kids, for adults, for all of us. She's faced hardship. She stared right down the barrel of hardship and then got to work and dealt with it. She came here as an immigrant from Jamaica and has risen to the second highest office in the state of Virginia. And trust me, she's not done. That training she learned from the United States Marine Corps is not done, is not over. More to come for her. As you head to Thanksgiving, you'll be thinking, man, I wish I looked better, wish I weighed a little bit less. Well, you can before Christmas. Enjoy Thanksgiving, but if you want to lose weight before Christmas, you can do that. Get on the program, GruberHealth.com. Brand new signups yesterday from Rhode Island. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us. And from all over the country. Get involved for your good health, GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. You can lose weight right now. What are you waiting for? GruberHealth.com. Don't look in the mirror one more time and say, don't do that. Get yourself under control, GruberHealth.com. I'll be right back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.